What is placed last is greater than all, for being with Christ is far better than even receiving an incorruptible body. His point is this: our life that battles against us and threatens to destroy us isn't suppressed. Don't be afraid. Stay brave even when you're being torn apart. Because not only does he free you from corruption and burdens, but he also sends you quickly towards the Lord. Which is why it's not said as while we are in the body, as if those in a foreign and strange land. So understand that while we're comfortable in our bodies, it means we're dissociated from the Lord. We're eager, I say, and ready to leave our bodies behind and reside with the Lord. Do you see how he's softened what would be perceived as painful death and the end instead of labeling them as presences with God? And ignoring the things of life that are typically cherished, he labels living as being apart from the Lord. He does this so no one might choose to stay griped to the current life, but rather grow tired of them, and so that anyone on the brink of death might not fret, but instead rejoice as they move on to greater blessings. Then should anyone ask why we're told we're separated from the Lord, saying, "Why are you putting it this way? Are we so alienated from him while we're still alive?" He anticipates and rectifies this idea, saying, "Because we exist by faith, not by what we can see." We indeed know him here, but it's not as crystal clear, as he indicates elsewhere, 1 Cor 3:12, 1 Cor 3:12, through a mirrored glass and in vagueness.